My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'll tell you who's probably pretty good with his money. That's Ross Tucker from Odyssey, who will be joining the show here in just a few moments. Looking forward to talking with him. That was Drake May's first touchdown pass as a New England Patriot, which he connected with booty rocking everywhere there in the end zone on a nice streak. He threw the ball. What I liked the most about that throw, and I was watching highlights again of May this last night. What I liked the most about that throw is when he let go of the ball, booty wasn't open. When he let go of the ball, Booty had a defender right on his hip, and he threw him open.
For even, I'm leaving.
You know? Like, that's – I like that. I like the idea that there's a quarterback now, even a young one who has those kind of instincts, who can throw a guy open. Someone who's, again, you know, Kayshon Booty here. We're not talking about Randy Moss or someone who's going to go up and get it and make some kind of crazy highlight play. He threw it right in the bucket, threw him open, and, yeah, even you're leaving. You saw that. He recognized it, and he delivered a strike. For more on that and for more on the Patriots game and the week that was in the NFL, we are now going to bring in our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Mr. Tucker, how are we doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys? I'm assuming people are a lot, like, happier and a better mood this week for up there, right?
Damn right. You would be right about that. We're all riding pretty high on the Drake May bandwagon right now. I'm not sure how much of the game you got to saw, Russ, but what'd you think of the starter debut? He did play earlier in the year in garbage time. The debut of Drake May, the starter, what would you grade it?
I would grade it very high. I will say it is just I don't know what the right word is, strange or amusing to, like, be talking with you guys in New England and to hear people so happy after a 20-point loss. I mean, it's just wild how quickly things can change.
Yep.
And drastically in the NFL. And I still have the Patriots, I believe, number 32 in the Ross Tucker Football Podcast Power Rankings, which are really what all these teams are playing for, more than the Lombardi Trophy.
Of course.
It's where they end up in my final power rankings. But, no, I thought he looked awesome. I mean, I thought he looked like I thought he would look. You know, I did that preseason game against the Eagles, and he's fun. He's fun to watch. He kind of reminds me of, like, Josh Allen a little bit. He's not quite that big. Maybe the arm is not quite that strong, but he could move. He's willing to rip it. He made some nice throws where, like, he led the guy on the crossing route perfectly for the touchdown. He took a deep shot. I mean, we talked about it last week. the Patriots were not watchable, and there was no hope, and it felt like there was no progress being made a week ago. Now, we have all those things. Now, like, I want to watch Drake May. I'm excited to talk to Greg Cosell on Thursday's Ross Tucker Football Podcast to get, like, you know, the coach's film, every snap, every drop back breakdown of Drake. And, yeah, he made some mistakes. He's going to. You know, most young quarterbacks do. Almost all. Let's get him out of the way now, which is great. By the way, he's playing. I got to tell you guys, I've been doing this a long time. I was watching that game Sunday. You had guys playing left tackle and center that I've never heard of. And I don't think I could ever remember that. Zach Thomas, I thought he retired like 15 years ago and was in the Hall of Fame. He's playing left tackle. At center, Ben Brown. Who are these guys? I mean, you know how rare that is? I follow offensive line pretty closely. You know how rare that is for you guys to have guys playing in regular season games at center and left tackle that I've never heard of? That's almost unheard of.
Yeah, almost as unheard of as Elliott Wolf this summer telling us he thought he did a good job preparing the roster for a rookie quarterback, including the offensive line that he signed. But we're not going to get into the negativity. It's a positive week here in Patriot Nation. So I'm going to ask you a question. I have this little theory that the...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Highlights we saw on Sunday, and the touchdown to Booty, the touchdown you referenced, the catch and run to DeMario Douglas, that those could have impactful value when the Patriots go into the offseason and they're looking to make a trade or spend $35 million on a receiver. Brandon Ayuk didn't want to come here and take their money. Do you think highlights like that could lure a receiver to be more open-minded to coming to New England?
Yeah, I think when you have if Drake continues to play well and people are excited about him, that there'd be more of a chance that a receiver would want to go there. I mean, most of those guys, they want money first and then to be on a good team second. Ayuk, clearly, you know, it was a priority of his to stay on a really good team, and so he did that. Some guys won't care as much, quite frankly. They'll just want to go to the team that gives them the most money. But I do think the more highlights, the more good throws, the more excitement around Drake May, the greater buy-in you'll have from a receiver. Although, I don't know, on some level, I think that's a little bit overrated, right? I mean, you want the stats so that you can get the big contract. If the team is giving you the big contract, why do you care as much about the stats? I mean, obviously, you'd rather be on a good team than a bad team.
Right.
And you'd rather be with a good quarterback than a bad quarterback. But the whole point of, like, putting up numbers is so you can make a ton of money. If the Patriots are offering you more money than anybody else, then it's like mission accomplished. I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to think logically here. Although I will say I have not met a lot of guys at that position that are logical. Now, in fairness, it's like the most crazy dependent position I'm aware of in pro sports, right? I mean, I guess I get why they're like that. Those guys train their you-know-whats off, and the coordinator has to call play where they're the number one read or that they're being targeted. The O-line has to block. The defense can't double them or, you know, roll the coverage to them to take it away. The quarterback, you know, everybody else has to do their stuff. The quarterback has to make a good throw. Like, a lot has to happen for those guys to even feel like they're participating in the game. So I get it.
All right, we're talking with Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. He's brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Ross, is the NFL have a referee problem? Because last night, and I think all season long, you've been calling these games. It seems like this year has been particularly bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's what we say every year. Every year, I swear, I go on some station somewhere, and they're saying the same thing. To me, like I said this morning, three things jump out to me about last night in particular, right? Number one, and I'm like, I'm an optimistic guy. I see the positive in life. At least they were equally consistently overly officious towards both teams. Mm. It wasn't like the Bills got a raw deal or the Jets got a raw deal. They both got raw deals. Okay. The thing that bothers me the most, and this is like, I want to run for president with this as my platform, okay? When in doubt, don't throw the flag. If you're not sure.
Got my vote. You got my vote. Yep, same.
I know. So here's the deal. Those guys, I'm in these meetings. They are told, okay, clear and obvious. They're not supposed to call it unless it's clear and obvious. So that's why, like, the hold on Tyron Smith for the touchdown or the Spencer Brown unnecessary roughness. Like, what are we doing? Now, they're also told, when in doubt, protect the quarterbacks. Which, by the way, think about that for a second. In every other call, they're told it has to be clear and obvious to throw the flag. Mm-hmm. Unless it's a defenseless receiver or a quarterback, then they're told, when in doubt, throw the flag, which is a standard I very much disagree with, but that's what they're told. But what is so maddening to me is that all of us could see that the roughing the passer on Epinesa for the Bills and then Javon Kinlaw for the Jets, which Josh Allen did like an A-plus acting job there. He acted like he was having a convulsion as he went down to the ground. Those were not roughing the passer penalties. Rodgers even said as much after the game. So what I don't understand is we have replay assist. It's a good thing. I know they don't want to be in the business of putting flags on the ground. Okay, don't put flags on the ground. But if we can eat, and they don't want to get involved in what they determine judgment calls. Listen, those guys are on the field, the officials, they're trying to call these things in a split second, as these things are happening so fast, if we can easily look at it and say, yeah, that shouldn't be one. It's not like they're so afraid to have replay assist get involved on any type of judgment call. But the fact of the matter is, when we see it from three different angles and in slow-mo, our judgment is going to be much better than the guy that's out there trying to make sure he doesn't get hit by 300-pound men in a split second. So let's use replay assist to get rid of these penalties that shouldn't be there.
Ross, the coaching change didn't work. Will Devontae Adams' arrival fix everything that ails the New York Jets?
No, but, I mean, they're doing the right thing. The GM, Joe Douglas, is in the last year of his contract, right? I mean, the next thing he should do is give Hassan Reddick whatever contract he wants. I mean, what does he care? It's not his money. It's Woody Johnson's money. And, okay, so you give Hassan Reddick too much money, and then next year he's overpaid. Well, that's somebody else's problem. And if it's your problem, that means you got a contract extension, and you can figure it out at that point. I'm not surprised at all they traded for Davante Adams. And the Raiders did a fantastic job of staying patient. Always reports the Raiders aren't going to get what they want. Oh, really? They're not paying Davante Adams a dime more, and they got a third-round pick that might be a second-round pick for like a little over half a season? So the Raiders did the right thing, and the Jets are doing the wrong thing, but they're doing the right thing because they're the Jets. And because the GM is in the last year of his contract, and what does he care? They're all in. They're always all in. And so now they'll do something with Hassan Reddick to get him to play and try to do whatever they can to make the playoffs so the GM can get a new extension and then deal with all these issues and problems next year after he got paid.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Ross Tucker, Odyssey Insider, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right, see you guys. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.